as I said just a few minutes ago, with the warmer weather, it does remind us that the Hall of Fame Village is bursting with events. So many things going on at the Hall of Fame Village, and we're so happy to be able to have on our WHBC Newsline this morning Ann Graffis, who is Executive Vice President of Global Marketing and Public Affairs. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Pam. How are you, my friend?
I am doing just fine. I was sitting here thinking, I feel like this is full circle, you know, because when this all got started, it was me and you, and now, yes. Now here we are, right?
Well, I remember sitting up on one of the floors of the Center for Excellence, the Constellation Center for Excellence, and it was just a lot of dirt. And we sat down, and I think Billy was there taking some B-roll, and we were like, okay, this is going to be this, and this is going to be that.
Yeah.
Can you picture it? Can you see it? And this is going to look like this. And I'm so proud and thrilled to share that a lot of that has come to life. And you're right. We've come a long way, baby.
I know. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And for how many times I've been over there to Don Shula's and Brew Kettle and, you know, all of those different things, you have to be happy with all that stuff. I mean, honestly, and people were talking about Heggie's and Pizza Oven and, you know, and we were over there for the high school, you know, for the McKinley-Maslin game, doing our broadcast, which was what we always envisioned. And all that stuff's just been wonderful. So you guys have been busy.
Well, we have been busy, and I want to say thank you to you and to your listeners and to everyone in the community who's come to support the different establishments that have been opened and have joined us at the Village. You know, folks that have been in the community for forever, like the DePietro's, you know, what a great thing to have a pizza oven location. Peggy's, you know, thanks for the extra pounds. But I love having Heggie's there, you know, and just being able to have a cool restaurant like Brew Kettle and Top Golf Swing Suites and Shula's, and, you know, and having that opportunity, like you said, you can go to a football game and then go to a restaurant and go to Build-A-Bear. There's just, and excited that, you know, come April 1st, Play Action Plaza with all the rides, we'll be back in action there. So you're right. We have a lot going on and even more to come. So you know, it's not easy work. It's certainly not been an easy road. Nothing worth it ever is, right? And so we continue to push, and very, very grateful to so many who continue to support us, like you.
Yeah, I was looking through the website, you know, and obviously, you know, we've got the shindig coming up because it's St. Patrick's Day, the Shamrock Shindig, and just bringing in the comedians and the concerts and Carrie Underwood and, you know, all of these things. That's a whole nother thing besides these local businesses that are jumping
right
in.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I was going to mention our roster. We, you know, everything's football language, but for this year, we were really focused on making sure that now that we're operational, now that our campus is open, we have a full slate of events to offer the community to come out and participate in, to be entertained, and to really just have, you know, unique things going on. So we've got, just as you shared, we've got Carrie Underwood, we've got more concerts that we're going to be announcing, the Comedy Festival. We found such great response, and people seem to really love having the comedy show. So what do we do? We're not just bringing one act, Bert Kreischer, who's really awesome in and of itself. He's coming, but he's bringing a whole lineup of comedians. So it's a, you know, the Comedy Festival this year. So we're upping the game in that regard. And, you know, more to come. We have announced that we have a carnival coming up. That's something new. And I'm going to say to you, I can't say exactly what it is yet. I'll have the contracts, I believe, signed this week. But something else big is coming that we'll be announcing. And I'll make sure that we get to you first and let you know and tell everybody all about it. But, yeah, so in the retail plaza, which we call our fan-themed events, in the retail plaza, which we call our fan engagement zone. And then it's on from there. We're doing car shows every Tuesday, movie nights every Thursday. We're doing a lot of different themed experiences. We're doing first down, we call it first down. We do Thursday first down Thursdays, if that's not a mouthful. But those will be up on our Sky Deck, which is a unique opportunity for folks to see the campus from a whole different vantage point with music and entertainment. So just a whole lot going on. And, you know, we're finally there. So.
Yeah. I've brought a lot of people who used to live here and, you know, now we're out of town, and bring them over, and they're like, what? You know, it's, they can't believe it. They can't believe it. And, you know, also, I know a lot of people drive up Fulton. They see the big, you know, building, the water park, hotel area. Kind of give us an update on that. I mean, the expectation of getting it finished by the end of this year, does that still stand?
Well, we're still pushing, and, you know, there's been such amazing work. I for my wildest dreams, Pam, thought I would ever be part of a water park construction, but here we are. It's been a wild learning experience, and one of the things I've learned is that, you know, it's a really difficult, intricate build, and, you know, our entire goal was before the winter months to get the outside button up so that we could be working on the interior, you know, things that aren't so sexy, like the water pumps, the air handlers, you know, the stuff that really makes a water park of that size and magnitude functional. And that's what we've been doing. And, you know, it's not overly obvious to those driving down 77 or, you know, down Fulton, but the work continues. And, you know, we keep pushing forward. Timelines continue to be adjusted relative to our ability to bring in, you know, capital. And, you know, that's just appropriate, you know, and it's a really complicated time related to raising capital. So we keep moving. We are continuing construction, and we definitely have been appropriate and prudent in how we've been doing that. And I'm proud of that. I continue to be proud of that. A lot of the things that you see have to be ordered. And if you've driven by lately, you've actually probably seen a lot of things being delivered. We have a lot of actually different huge steel panels, and like the actual slides themselves coming. So if you ever wondered how this happens, you see it coming in pieces and parts. And so work continues, to answer your question.
Yeah, I mean, we have people say, it doesn't look like anything's happening there. They're not working. What's going on? You know, and so that's what, you know, I just wanted to see if are there people in there actually doing work.
It is a process, and I'm here to tell you, for us, you know, trying to match up the exact timeline with the expectation of folks on the outside is a difficult thing. It's been a difficult thing for this project from the start. You know that, Pam. So, right. You know, I would just say to everyone listening, we keep moving forward, we keep making progress, and we are very excited to have another amazing asset on campus to share with the community and with, you know, our visitors at large. So stay tuned. More progress to come. And like I said, if you drive by, you'll see some of that actually happening. But it is something that it's difficult to understand, I think, if you're not actually in the throes of it, which we are every day.
And we knew it wasn't going to be done by Hall of Fame or anything like that. It was going to be late.
No.
Yeah, it was going to be late 2024, right? Yeah.
And we needed to align too. We adjusted our sales a bit relative to the second of our hotels. You know, we've got another hotel going in on site, and that build is not as intricate or as elaborate. And we really would like the opening of those to be pretty closely matched. And so we've pushed a little bit relative to that. So, you know, I'm always transparent. I've always been very open and willing to share. So when I know when those dates are coming, I will share them and make sure that the listeners know as well. It really is a matter of the environment. You know, we're out, you know, capturing. We have simultaneously been working on closing several different pieces of key financing, and those things are in the works, and I'm excited to say, you know, happening. It's just a matter of timing. And I think those are the other pieces and parts, like I shared, that folks just don't really know about that are happening and behind the scenes that make all of this work. You know, we started, you know, by bringing in $50 million from an organization, an outfit called Blue Owl, to, you know, start this build. And so knowing just the sheer dollars amount, you know, dollars included in this type of endeavor, people just would be blown away, right? Yeah. So it's a Herculean task, and it's one that we're doing, and we're, you know, like I said, it's so much to be proud of, but it's a process.
Yeah. So. Would it be fair to say that the finish date is fluid then as you go through the process?
Absolutely. As with every single asset that we've ever built so far. I think you could attest to that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
we've literally had to adjust our sales, but that hasn't stopped any bit of what we've done. And I think that's just the world in of itself. I stay very up to date on all matters related to, you know, development in the state. If you look at even the project down Columbus Way, Intel just announced a slowing because of the macro environment and their ability to capture. I mean, just getting some of the supplies that we need, Pam, it continues to be a challenge. If you can consider the nature of some of the things that we have to have. They don't come in time. They don't come in, you know, the manner in which you need. They come in pieces and parts. And so we've definitely called audibles. We've definitely, you know, adjusted our sales, as I said, and changed the game plan. But we get it done. And that's the thing about this. It's, you know, the project has been that way since day one. It just has. And, you know, we've got a team that is a solve for, and we continue to do that.
And we know from day one, there are some who will never give the project the benefit of the doubt.
Well, you know what? I love proving them wrong, Pam. We've continued to do that. And you know what? That's okay. You're never going to have, everybody on your side. I think that's unfortunate. But I also know that we do what we say we're going to do. Michael Crawford, our president and CEO, and I stand firm on that. When we say we're going to do something, we do it. We are proud of our track record of that. And that's how we roll, you know, I just put it simply, you know. And those things aren't always easy. But when you say you're going to do something, you have to do it in a way that's appropriate. And that's the way we've built this entire project. Paying our contractors hundreds of thousands of dollars went out last week related to the water park. You know, things have to happen in the way that it's appropriate. And like I said, a lot of those details the general public isn't privy to, but that's okay. It's not, you know, as a publicly traded company, that's the way it is. But, you know, I have always shared with you, when we say we're going to do something, that's what we do. And we do it appropriately and prudently. And that's the only way.
Well, the village is going to join us at our Kid Fest on March 30th, so we're excited about that. And, yeah. Lots to look forward to, lots ahead. And we're going to stay in touch, Anne, and I hope to actually see you in person very soon.
Oh, I welcome you. I'd love to take you for coffee or